We're now holding in the 3 weeks. We know the Mishnah that tells us the different things that began at the beginning of the 3 weeks. And one of them is Butal HaTamid. The carbon tamid became bottle on Shivoser B'Tamus. We lain about the carbon tamid always in the beginning of the 3 weeks. In Parshas Pinchas, I heard from my Shver, Zalig Gesundsein, that he believes that that is the reason why there are years where there's an option to make the mechuborin chukas balak or matas mase, and we pass up the chukas balak option in order to make chukas on one Shabbos and then balak on another to make sure Pinchas turns out during the 3 weeks. That's why we make the chukas balak separate, so that Pinchas should be in the 3 weeks, so that we should lay the tamid during the 3 weeks, so that we should, on the one hand, remember what we lost, that we lost the carbon tamid, and on the other hand, to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and have a hishtaykikus that we should be zoicha back for the tamid. So I'd like to say a ha'ara that I heard not so long ago from Rav Moshe Jurvel, Zichroni Levracha. I'm sure many people remember him. One of the great Talmidei Chachamim in the city here. A Rebbe in Sheiris HaPleita. And I used to speak with him sometimes. I had the zchus to hear his different divrei Torah. So he had a ha'ara on the slichas that we say about the Butal HaTamid. The slichas say, Tofash mikdoshenu tzor ha'mashmid, Venutal mechosan vechale etzod vetzomid. Yan ki asnucha nitanu lahashmid b'shibasar b'samuz butal atomid. What we need is that the slichas is saying that we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we were given over to be destroyed, and on Shibasar b'tamuz the tamid was bottle. The next lines, kolo menu kol hoid v'shevach, charboi sholaf oyev olenu lo evach, Liois oilim v'yoinkim uchanim lo tevach, ki b'shivaser b'samuz batlu oila v'zevach. So in this next part, the Python says, the oila and the zevach were batlu. So what, the question that Rabbi Jurvel had was, what is the oila and what is the zevach? I mean, I guess somebody could just say it's a rhyme and it means the tamid again. The we call it an oila, we call it a zevach, it's all one carbon. But it gives a little bit of a mashmos, ki'ilu, there was an oila that was bottle, and a zevach. What was the zevach? So I believe that Rav Jurvel was ma'ira like this. We know that b'halocha is, that we learn from two different psukim. One is the pasuk, milvad oilas atomid. From there, the Pasuk always says that in Parshas Pinchas, that you should bring all these and these korbanos on these special days, besides the Eilos HaTamid. From there we learn that the very first carbon in the morning is the carbon Tamid. There's also another limud in the Gemara from the Arachaleh, Ho'oilo, Ho'oilo, Oilo Rishayna. The carbon Tamid always has to be the very first carbon of the day. So Rabbi Jurvel had the following Shaila. Being that the carbon Tamid has to be the first thing in the day, what if you don't bring a carbon tamid? Then can you continue to bring any other korbanos? Or maybe you're going to be over on this din because you're not allowed to bring any carbon before the tamid. Actually, Tosis even brings down in Psachim, I think it's Nun Chesamid Beis, that the Tosefta says if you did bring a carbon before the tamid, it's possible. So maybe you can't bring any carbon being that you don't have a carbon tamid. So based on that svara, he wanted to say pshat in the piyut. That first we say was butal atamid. But then after that, we say b'shivaser v'tamuz batlu oila v'zevach, that even all the other korbanos were batal, because if you don't have the oila, then automatically all the other zevachim were batal. So we discussed this inyan together, and I believe we came up with Zarmar Mekoymus. And it seems to be a machlokes between the Orachayim HaKadosh and the Raivin. The Orachayim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, says exactly like Rebbe Jurvel. And he says in the Yemei HaMotzer, in the days of the siege, he's probably referring to the story in Bava Kamma Pei Aleph with Aristobulus, there were two brothers and there was a siege in the times of the Chashmonaim, and they wouldn't allow anything in or out. And every day they would have to pay a fortune to bring the carbon tamid. The Gemara says they took a whole basket full of gold coins and lowered over the wall, and for that they received one sheep for the tamid. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says part of the reason that they were ready to spend that much money, a whole basket of gold coins for the tamid, is because if they won't have a tamid, they have no karbonis at all. Because if you don't have a tamid, you can't bring any other karbonis. So you see this idea in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which is, seems to be exactly what Gervil said. However, the Ravid says Pumfarkert. The Ravid is in the end of the first parak of Masechta Tamid. If you know, in the back of the Gemara is there, there's Perusha Ravid on Masechta Tamid. And he's talking about the Shaila, which Tosis brings up many places in Shas, that it says in the Gemara, Shlomim Shashachtan Kaidim Sheipaschu Dalsa Sahechel. If you shecht the carbon Shlomim before opening time, they used to have an opening time in the morning where they opened all the doors, and you shechted the shlamim before they opened the doors to the heichal, it's possible because you need el pesach oil moed. It has to be pesach pasuach, the door of the oil moed needs to be opened. Fektoisvis, if the shlamim is being sacrificed before opening time, tal mehochi, the psul, because the door is closed, tepuk lei, it's possible because it's before the tamid. Why do we need a new psul of that pesach oil moed? Tepuklei, there's a psul because before the Tamid. Zok the Ravid, I have a teretz. Hach b'mayaskinon, in the days of the siege of Aristobulus, they didn't have, eventually what happened was at the end they wouldn't give him a sheep anymore. And they didn't have a Tamid. So over here, okay, we don't have a carbon Tamid, but this man has a cow for a shlamim. So in this case, Zok the Ravid, there's no problem of bringing before the Tamid because you don't have a Tamid. So, since there is no problem mitzad the Tamid, the Torah needs to find a pasuk, Pesach Ol Moed, that there's a din be'etzim on a shlomim to open the door of the oil moed. So there, you have a case where the whole Siba to pasul the shlamim is the fact that it wasn't open, that the door of the oil moed wasn't opened by the shlamim. But as far as the tamid, there's no issue on this day because there is no tamid. So we have a clear machlekes between the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Ravid. According to Or HaChaim HaKadosh, if there's no tamid, you can't bring the other kabbanis. According to the Ravid, if there's no tamid, you could bring the other kabbanis. Okay, now the first question is, b'mai pligi. What's the side of this shaila here? Which way should we go here? The second big problem, which I cannot really resolve totally, is the kasha of the Sfas Emes' son-in-law. He brings the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in two places in Sfas Emes. One is in Menachas Peites, and the other is in Psachim Nuntes. And he says, I have a kasha on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh from a Mefurish Gemara in Erchin Yud Alpha Medbeis. The Gemara over there says Befeirish that on the day of Tisha B'Av, which of course is after Shivasar B'Tamuz, they didn't have a carbon tamid, the Gemara says, but nonetheless, someone was makriva oilas nedava on that day. So you see Befeirish in the Gemara, like the Ravid, that even though there's no carbon tamid, you are allowed to bring all the other carbonis. Just the carbon tamid is not there. But other carbonis you could bring. So this is a kasha gedoyla on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So I don't have any way to totally for end for the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. But this much I could say. Perhaps we could be Mekayim the Or HaChaim HaKadosh partly, and maybe someone could be Madchik that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh even means this. Pshat would be like this. The Torah says that the Karban Tamid is first. The reason behind that is Beferish in the Gemara in Zvachim, because of the din of kol hatadir mechaveroi koidim es chaveri. You have to bring the tamid because of the most tadir. Now, it's misvora, like the rivet, that you can only say tadir v'sheinu tadir koidim if they're both possible to be done. Then we say, if you have the order, the tadir is koidim. If you can't have the tadir at all, then of course you do the next. Then you do the enoi tadir. So really, in svara, the svara should be like the rive. So what is possible to be said for the svara of the Rechaim HaKadosh? So I would say, during the zman, when you can bring a carbon tamid, which is lechatchila, the first 4 hours of the day, according to some Rishonim and Achronim, it seems that until Chatzos, it's still b'di'evid able to bring a carbon tamid, similar to how we find by Shachris that you have to daven in the first 4 hours of the day, but yet there is some level of davening Shachris till Chatzos. So whatever the amount of time is for the tamid, during those hours that it's still really the din to bring the carbon tamid, then it's possible to say that still the Seder Hayoim is Tamid Koidim. The Tamid is first. So even if you don't have the sheep right now, but since the halacha is try to find one, maybe you'll get one, the mitzvah is there be'etzem. So as long as the mitzvah is still there, there's still an order of Tadir v'she'enu Tadir. Once Chatzos comes and it's impossible to bring the carbon Tamid, then Avada, there's no way to say that there's an Indian of Tadir Kodem anymore, because it's absolutely impossible to bring the Tamid. So as I said, I could maybe be Mekayim the Erechaim HaKadosh L'Chatzoyin, that the Pshad is that until Chatzos, let's say, you wouldn't be able to bring any Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash when you don't have a Tamid. And that itself is a huge Chisorin, because we know that the Chazal say that we are supposed to have a carbon on the Mizbeach every moment. And they had a special thing called Kitza Mizbeach. I'm sure people know about this from different Gemaras and Mishnayos, that there's an Inyan that they would see to it, that if there was no carbon being brought at that moment, then they would bring oilus continuously throughout the day called Kitza Mizbeach. They had a special fund for that. And Moisarois were used for that. In order, shelo yehei amizbeach batal. Rashi's lashon in many places. One is examples in Shavuos, I believe Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Rashi says, we never want the mizbeach to be batal. The mizbeach should always be having karbonis on it. So this was a tremendous blow that half a day there wouldn't be any karbonis on the mizbeach. And maybe that alone is a reason to add on to the inyan of being Mishalshal, a whole kupa of din rezov to get that carbon tamid, so that you shouldn't have every day a half a day with no karbonis. And the same for the piyut. Even if you see clearly in Erechin that there were karbonis brought even on Tisha B'Av after they had no tamid, but perhaps they brought it after Chatzos. But the piyut is still bemoaning the fact that for half a day was batel oil of a zevach. However, you have to be maimik a little more into this, because still it's a big chiddush. Normally speaking, if you have a tadir, enu tadir tadir kaidim, that's only if you actually have lefanecha, the tadir and the enu tadir. Then we say the tadir is kaidim. However, if there's just an abstract mitzvah to do a tadir, but it's not lefanai, we never have a din tadir kaidim. There are kamarayas that if you don't have the tadir lefanecha, then there's no problem of doing the enu tadir. There's actually a din, which is a gepasket in Shulchan Aruch, that if, let's say, right now, you only want to daven musaf, and it's late in the day, it's Simchas Torah, and you have a late musaf, or it's Rosh Hashanah, and you have a late musaf, so this is already from the Rishonim, but if you're not interested in mincha at all now, you're going to daven mincha after the suda, you know, everyone will go home after musaf to eat and come back for mincha, then it's fine. It's like it's not lefanecha. It's like the only thing in front of you is the musaf, and it's fine. You can do the musaf even though mincha is tadir. So why here would you say that the carbon tamid being a tadir would block me or aser me from bringing other karbanis, because the tamid is tatter. But there is no tamid lefanecha. But on this, I want to say a very important yisoid. There are two levels of tatter. There's your usual level of tatter, where we just say tatter kaidan. There's different things in front of you. The tatter is first. There are other times that there becomes kavua, a seder to the mitzvah. If it's a davar which is part of one inyan, then there becomes a kavua dika seder to how this mitzvah is done. And over there, the tadir is not just the simple din of tadir be'atzmusai, but rather through tadir we understand the seder of the mitzvah itself. Example, the din in Hilchas Megillah Tafresh Pei Dalet. Ramah says that if someone by mistake started laning, the Chanukah laning before the Rosh Chodesh laning, we're talking about Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, then it's ma'akev, and he has to switch to Rosh Chodesh. That's the Ramah. So the Baal Kere by mistake began with the Chanukah laning, which is wrong. So he has to stop in the middle and switch to Rosh Chodesh. Because, this is the Ramah b'shem Abu Draham, Tadir is ma'akev. Says the Taz that is not so, disagrees lahalacha. Tadir is not ma'akev, brings many proofs that Tadir is not ma'akev, and if you already began with the not Tadir, just keep on going. So the Taz has many rise from Shas. So the question is, what is Pshat in the Ramah and Abu Draham? So I saw a Bayer, which I believe is the correct Bayer. This is not a simple case of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir. This is a case of Mitzvah's Kriya of today. How did Chazal create the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? And the answer is, it's Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir, before Chanukah, which is not Tadir. Now that became the Kviyas of the Mitzvah. This is not just by happenstance that it happened to be B'mikra that I got two things in front of me and one is a Tadir, one is not. Rather, it's one Cheftza of Kriyas HaTorah. Over there, the Abu Draham holds that the way Chazal set up the mitzvah of the Kriya is with the idea of Tadr in their mind, but now it's not just the mitzvah of Tadr, it's how we do the laning, and that's Ma'akev. Same here. There is a Seder of how Hakrov was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And the first thing in the morning is Oyla Rishayna, is the Karban Tamid. That has a much stronger din than just Tama Zoy Tadir. Because this is the way the Hakrova was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and it goes into the Etzem Seder of Hakrova's Beis HaMikdash that the Tamid starts off the day. And that's why it's more Chomer over here, and it's even Ma'akev, similar to like the Abu Draham, and even if it's not there, even if the Tamid is not there, we say, so go and get a Tamid. You still cannot start the day with anything but the Tamid. And that's why you can still say like the Orachayim HaKadosh on that half of the Orachayim HaKadosh, that at least until Chatzos, you must start the day with a Tamid. So this is a possible explanation to the Piyut, according to the way that Rabbi Gerbel wanted to explain it, that Oila and Zevach means Taka, the Oila's Tamid, and the Zevach means other Karbanis. As I said, I don't think we could be mekayim it entirely, because after Chatzos you must say that you could bring it some Furish Gemara and Erchin, but at least it was batal half a day Oyla v'Zevach. Yirotzen, that we should feel and grieve the loss of the Karban Tamid, of our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Somebody just showed me how Rabbi Yerucham, when the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter, the shmuz he gave was, do you know why the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter? Because we didn't need him. If Klal Yisrael would have needed him, we would have had him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need. We should be zeichet to feel that we need the karbonis, that the Mishum should be meshivas avoida l'dvir beiseinu b'karv b'yameinu.